Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director, Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, a kind of a two-pronged attack here. Get a new employee, and then some more about some mental health.
Yes. I'm happy to share that we have hired Jamie Gunther as our office professional here in the Ottawa office, and so she's taken Kirsten Collins' place. Kirsten will be leaving us actually on Wednesday. This week is our last day, and be staying home with her new little one that's coming next month. And so we thank Kirsten for her work, and we welcome Jamie. Jamie has experience in 4-H, and this position actually really provides support to our 4-H youth development program. So again, welcome Jamie, glad to have you on board. And yes, Blake, I do want to share more about mental health. Of course, May was Mental Health Awareness Month, but realizing that I only had one program during the month of May, I really wanted to provide some more information. And so today I'm going to talk about the connection between mental and physical health. And so we know that, of course, our mental and physical health are deeply connected, and integrated care for co-occurring conditions support lifelong wellness. So again, talking about, a lot of times we talk about our physical health. People talk about not feeling well. They have an ache or a pain or, of course, more serious, you know, conditions as well. But we may not think about how much that impacts our mental health. And so we know that mental and physical health are equally important, and taking care of one actually supports the other. Depression and anxiety do increase the risk of chronic illnesses like heart disease and diabetes. And here in a little bit, I'm going to share more information about why that is. We also know that regular physical activity, good nutrition, and quality sleep support both mental and physical well-being. And I want to just stop there for a little bit to share more. As I've been studying more about mental health and being trained in some different programs, I think I've shared this before about the importance of sleep, but finding more and more all the time about how important sleep is for our mental health. And so that actually is a lack of sleep, a lack of the ability to stay asleep or quality sleep, is a risk factor for mental health concerns. And so I just want to encourage anyone who has sleep issues to check with their healthcare provider, because we really need to check into that and see what you can do to get good quality sleep. Another thing to consider is that integrated treatment for co-occurring mental health and substance use conditions improves outcome. So mental health concerns, there might be a substance use issue there as well. And again, treating both of those because they're co-occurring. And then preventive care, strong support networks. So going to the doctor on a regular basis, getting annual checkups is so very important. To strong support networks. So that means support from families and friends and coworkers, and early intervention promote lifelong wellness. So Blake, last weekend, I presented a program about farm stress and spent some time talking about cortisol, which many people may not know about cortisol. But when I talked about depression and anxiety increase the risk of chronic illnesses like heart disease and diabetes, cortisol is involved in that. So we talk about when we have really high stress levels, we talk about it being chronic stress. So when we are under a great deal of stress for a long period of time, that's called chronic stress. So cortisol is known as the stress hormone, and it's released in times of fear or stress. So again, our body's under a lot of stress, cortisol is released. Cortisol increases glucose, or the sugars in our bloodstream, and it can motivate us to act. And so we know that when cortisol levels remain elevated due to chronic stress, this really can have a detrimental impact on our health. It alters our immune system. And so when you're under stress for long periods of time, you may find that you're getting sick more often. It suppresses your digestive and reproductive systems. So again, you may feel like you're nauseous. You have a lot of GI issues. It suppresses the growth process. Of course, it changes our moods, our fears, and motivations. And then we know that health problems associated with higher cortisol levels include heart disease, lowered immune system response, digestive problems, sleep problems, issues with memory and concentration, weight gain, anxiety, depression, and lower life expectancy. So again, cortisol, when you're under high levels of stress, cortisol just floods your body and can cause all of those detrimental impacts on your body. So that's why we talk about how important it is to manage your stress. And I'll share more information about that in coming programs about how you can do that. Because we really can have control over how stress impacts our bodies. So Blake, I'm going to stop for now. But I will just say, if anyone has questions or wants more information, please give me a call. And that number is 785-229-3520.
So very important. If you are struggling, please reach out and get some help.